You're listening to KNKX and a Yakima man who falsely confessed to rape and served nearly a decade behind bars before being exonerated says he wants the real rapist brought to trial. He says prosecutors should examine new DNA evidence a private investigator has uncovered. 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle has the story.
Ted Bradford was convicted of raping a woman in her home in 1995 as her newborn baby lay nearby. The rapist had put a mask over her face, but eventually when the DNA on that mask was tested, it revealed it wasn't Bradford's. So whose was it? That's the question Bradford and his attorneys wanted to answer. They had reason to believe it was the victim's brother-in-law. So Bradford's attorney, Michael Wampold, says they brought the man in to give a deposition.
And at the deposition, we offered him snacks and gum and a glass of water. He came with gloves on, and he didn't take any of the things we offered him.
Foiled in their attempt to get a sample of his DNA that way, they hired a private investigator who, Wampold says, ultimately was successful by going through the guy's garbage.
This is a photograph here on the left of some of the garbage that was taken, and we had the bottle that circled there tested.
The DNA test on the water bottle, he says, matched that from the crime scene mask. In light of this, the Yakima County prosecutor does say he'll look into it. Ted Bradford, who was wrongly convicted of the crime, says prosecuting the real perpetrator would change how people perceive him.
I was exonerated. I was acquitted after a second trial. But there was always some kind of doubt that, well, maybe he still did it.
In the meantime, Bradford's been pushing for reform of police investigations. One goal is to require that all interrogations of suspects be recorded. Bradford says had there been tape of his false confession, it would have been clear to the jury that he'd been coerced. Paula Whistle, 88.5 News.